Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 15th day of August, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And of course, if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to listen, just go to our website, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers this morning who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming out live to the KSJE YouTube channel and our Facebook page. So welcome aboard, everyone. We're glad that you are all with us this morning, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest this morning from Aztec Schools will be talking about some of the many services offered to Native American students at the Aztec School District with my guests who are standing by. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that conversation beginning in the next few moments right here on KSJE today. Then later on this hour, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber will be talking to us about some of the animals available for adoption this week, including Shiloh. That is the dog just leaving the pool there in the photo on your screen. We'll learn more about Shiloh and others coming up later on this hour right here on KSJE. Next hour, of course, it's Roving with the Arts, our weekday classical music program. Mick Hess is going to be featuring music from Felix Mendelssohn on the program today. Stay tuned for that after the news at 9:06 this morning on KSJE Radio. Don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on our Twitter page, which is now called X, and our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, probably where you're already listening to podcasts. Places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Pandora. The list goes on, but you can find us everywhere. Just subscribe and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a cloudy Tuesday morning, 66 degrees at the moment. We were expecting a partly cloudy day today with a pretty good chance of another shower popping up, 50% chance of rain. And take a look, we've got a chance of rain for the rest of this week pretty much. 50% each day, 88% for a high today and tomorrow, 89 on Thursday, 87 on Friday, 86 on Saturday, maybe less of a chance of rain on Saturday, but still about 30%, and overnight lows in the mid-60s. I'll be back with my guest talking about Aztec Schools right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, presenting Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at 7:30 p.m. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. Sundays from August 10th through August 20th. Performed by members of the Four Corners Musical Theater Company, including a 40-member youth ensemble who've been rehearsing all summer. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Farmington Civic Center. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from the Aztec School District. Kim Zah is here. She is the Native American Education Coordinator with Aztec Schools. And good morning. Welcome to KSJE.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. You bet. Good to have you. Also, your colleague, Brandon John, is here as well, mm-hmm. Native American Youth Academic Advisor with Aztec Schools. And Brandon, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, viewers out there.
Good to have you both with me this morning to talk a bit about what Aztec Schools offers to its Native American students. And, of course, Aztec somewhat unique in the area in that it's school district boundaries really don't touch any Native American reservation lands, but it certainly still has a Native American student population, and that's the reason why, of course, you both are here and providing services to your Native American students. And Kim, this is a relatively recent expansion of the programs, right?
Right. Well, I wouldn't say recent, but I mean, Kent Hill Residential has been in our district for over 50 years.
True. Right.
So they bring in a lot of our Native students across the Navajo Reservation. So as far as ways Arizona as well, we accept students from Arizona.
You used to work for Kent Hill, right?
Yes.
You were telling me. So you know what you're talking about.
Right. I used to work for about 5 years there. So it was nice to see our students and hear their stories and then come to the district and bring those stories into the district and help develop our programs over at ASAC Schools. And we have students also from the Hickory Apache Nation as well. So they come in as well,
Right, very good. And it's about, I think Brandon and I were talking before we came on the air this morning, enrollment maybe around 100 students or so this semester, the school year is what you're thinking?
Yes, at Kent Hill, they had a large recruitment drive, and that's very impressive to get the numbers up for enrollment. So Kent Hill has about 96 students right now, and that's with a little bit of the enrollment figures, about 6 to 8 from the Kugler Middle School, too. So they're very active in that engagement for enrollment and recruitment at Kent Hill Residential Campus in Aztec.
Right, and so all ages, it sounds like, too, right?
It is from middle school, so 7th and 8th, and then high school.
And high school.
9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade.
Okay, very, very good. And Kim, let me come back to you and ask you a little bit about some of the services then that you're able to offer for Native American students at Aztec Schools. It's language and more, right?
Right. So, well, under my program, you know, I have four different grants that I currently work with. So just we're being able to bring in Brandon a part of that, and he's been a huge help for our Native American high school students. We've been able to bring our Navajo language program, our Ms. Trujillo. She teaches over at both Kugler Middle School and over at Aztec High School. And then this past January, we're able to have another Navajo language over it for our Park Avenue students, for 4th and 5th grade students. So it's definitely exciting change and being able to be empowered, you know, from our district and have community with our Native students and all ethnicities across the district. So
right.
Very exciting times.
Yeah, and for your students, I imagine to be able to learn more about maybe their language, their culture, things like that, that maybe they're learning from home, but adding to it at school, that's got to be a helpful thing.
Correct. So a lot of our students, like we said, Kent Hill, they bring in their students that reside from the reservation, but we also have students that live in the Aztec community. The term that's being used is the urban natives.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in, and some of them do still practice going back home to the reservation and practicing their culture. Other than that, we some don't. So being able to have our Navajo language teachers be able to provide that, not only for our Native students, but other non-Natives, it's just, it's great opportunity to, you know, find community, find relations, you know, being able to communicate with each other and break the barriers of not to be scared to go to our Navajo reservation. So,
right.
Yeah.
So. True. Well, and I think, too, a lot of folks will remember maybe the history in this country where the Native languages weren't so often taught in the schools. In fact, they were taught not to speak Native languages in schools for a long time. 50, 60, 70 years ago and longer, and there's been a resurgence, I think, in a revitalization of learning these languages and teaching them and sharing them with the younger generations, and this is kind of what we're talking about, too.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up, because yesterday was actually Navajo Code Talkers
Day.
That's
true.
So, you know, honoring our language, you know, the language that was forbidden to speak, but being able to continue practicing our language. So, you know, I greeted you this morning, say Yat A, and my current clans are Tkapahan, Shlin, Sena, Jini, Bashishin, Torechitni, Deshache, Aro, Torechitni, Dashache, Tachini, Dashanella. Always have to remember, like, getting those mixed up. But,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, and then you're on the radio too, so that doesn't probably help things, but you did a great job. So great. Thank you for sharing that as well.
Thank you.
And Brandon, let me come back to you and talk a bit about your job with these students now that are at Aztec Schools, whether they're in the dorm or just living in the district. And so your job is to help them with some of their academic goals and things along that line, and maybe what they want to do once they walk across that graduation stage?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. And our goal with the district is to have Native American students graduate within 4 years. And currently, you know, we offer those support systems, student support services to all students who are Native American and also all ethnicities too. So, you know, they filter into our offices and, you know, ask for assistance, you know, whether that be academic or life. And those type of conversations we have with students, they're really, you know, developing their interpersonal and communication skills. So when we identify that and we have those conversations, I think it's really a good provide beneficial relationship that we have with students from 9th through 12th. And when we think about, you know, helping out students and advocating, assisting, and for our Native American students, particularly in our grant with the Native Youth Community Program, you know, we're making sure that they are comfortable at the high school. We're making sure that they have the academic advisory, tutoring, and social emotional supports. And when we do that, those preparation, you know, begins from the school year, and we worked all summer to make sure that we're making those efforts and that involvement. And we're also looking forward to, you know, hearing back, getting feedback from the students and from the parents as well. So we're identifying different needs along with the education process. So that learning environment, I think, really comes from having simple conversations, you know, with community members, with the students, with the administration at the district level too. So when we provide better student support services, you know, particularly in my arena of academic advising, you know, that makes sure that we're mentoring them correctly, we're giving them all the opportunities and having those opportunities outlaid right in front of them. So when we're active engaging with the students, you know, they're saying that, okay, we have this scholarship available, we have this workshop available, this webinar to attend. And that's kind of been kind of my philosophy in working education, is informing the student as best as I can so they're making and best informed decision, so their educational journey really is well-rounded and holistic approach to being informed. And when we have that with the high school and then Kintill, we're providing more additional supports because we're, you know, having that relationship develop with the high school and Kintill and the district, where partnerships are needed for growth and for opportunity for, you know, everybody in society. But, you know, our focus is with the students, middle school and high school students. So that process, I think, really is a good beneficial to the community, to the students, and to the people working with the students too as well. So then we're all on the same page about the opportunities available for students.
Nice. And you and I were talking before a little bit about your work with the folks here at Salmon College for things like dual credit.
Absolutely.
For your high school students, right? And right. In order them to get some college credit while they're still in high school and take a college class for free, right? And pay for all the books and everything. By the, right. The district pays for that, saves parents some money as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a really beneficial opportunity to have that dual credit available to high school students. So right now, we're actively preparing them to enroll in dual credit. And then
this is the week, right? This is the week up here. You're telling me.
We have till Friday. So we're working with the other counselors and the personnel that are involved. So we're going to different specific classrooms, getting involved and, you know, showing them the ropes of how to register on the computer. So it's a beautiful process. And I think, you know, them knowing that, you know, this is the time for me to gain college credit and high school credit. So when we look at that, you know, I think those unique needs are something that, you know, is totally different from what a lot of students may come from different school districts, but that's an advantage that students enrolled at Astec High School in the district at Astec High School have against other districts too as well.
Right. And so your job is, again, helping them no matter what their educational goals are. I imagine maybe some students just want to get through 12th grade and off they go. They want to get a job and they want to start in the workforce perhaps, or join the military, and others maybe do want to transfer on to higher education. You can deal with both of those scenarios, or all of those scenarios.
Right, absolutely. We want the students to identify what they feel comfortable with, you know, after high school. So whether that be military, trade school, two-year or four-year college or university. So we open up those broad horizons of the opportunities available for them. So we have those conversations. We're engaged with all the students there to, you know, really see and to fill their heart with what they want to do in education or career interest after high school. So a lot of that goes back to career technical education that the district offers. So a lot of the career pathways at Astec High School, the students identify with what they feel comfortable to obtain career skills, talents, and abilities too.
Right. And we hear a lot about that here at San Juan College, and I would assume a lot of those career pathways are maybe aligned with pathways here at the college, where your students can just kind of transfer in and continue on that path that they've chosen.
Right, absolutely. That's an investment they make in themselves. So when they're actively seeing themselves becoming a, let's say, a construction tradesperson or a person who's welding, those are vital programs here that San Juan College offers, and they know that. So they know that San Juan College is a leader in the educational community here, particularly, you know, post-secondary education. So they are really interested, you know, when we have these conversations, you know, I want to be a welder, I want to go in construction trade, I want to go to computer science, or the healthcare career pathway too here that Aztec High School has too. So when they put these puzzle pieces together, you know, they are really inclined, really motivated, and encouraged for them to, for themselves, to seek post-secondary education here at the college too. So that partnership that, you know, the districts have for dual credit really goes a long ways, because it's already established here. And then once we get more information and share that information with the student, they are just astronomically inclined to pursue those educational journeys.
Right. And when we talk again about Aztec Schools and the Kintill dorm that is at part of Aztec Schools, right? I mean, you have these opportunities then for these students that are coming in from maybe really rural parts of the reservation, but because of the dormitory, they're able to stay in Aztec and be here and make themselves available of all these resources, whereas if they were having to drive in from home every day or sit on a bus for 2 hours, that may not be so available to them.
Right. So just our students being able to stay at the Kintill Residential Campus and being offered the opportunities here at Aztec District. So it's an eye-opener for a lot of our students that come from the reservations, and being able to be in the environment of Aztec High School, also as Kugler Middle School, mm-hmm. you know, it is it's a change for them. But we try to really welcome this past school year and make them feel comfortable, understand, you know, what they're coming into as far as the high school, and just the difference of their education from what they were learning in the reservations and versus what they're learning in the public school. And we've had training with our teachers over at the high school, you know, just having them understand, you know, where our students are coming from too. So their learning styles are definitely different in that sense. And so just a lot of understanding, and, you know, one of our commitments for Aztec District is to be kind, you know, just reiterating that message, be kind
right.
with each other. Yeah, so that's...
And how important is it, I think Brandon was mentioning, to try to get the students to graduate in the 4 years? I mean, is that an important thing? We hear about that here at the college, maybe that if a student maybe, you know, takes a bit longer to get through their program, other stuff happens in life and they may drop out, or they may have to get a job, or other stuff that just happens in life. And so it's kind of important to maybe get through that 4 years in 4 years if you can.
Right.
Everyone's different, I understand.
Right. So I know that across the nation, across our state, in our district, I think our Native students graduate about 64% a couple years ago. So right now we're really trying to amp that up. I think we're maybe hitting 72%. So, but majority of our students that are Native do have a five-year cohort, end mm-hmm. up graduating in that time instead of the four-year. So like Mr. John said, just really trying to focus on having our students graduate within that 4 years. So
right. Yeah. And even a five-year plan is better than dropping out.
Correct.
And so
that's
I think
true.
That's important as well, right?
Right.
It's because we find that I think the outcomes for kids that don't complete school, no matter how long it takes, are maybe not so good.
Right.
As opposed to those that do.
Right.
And so that's an important thing as well. Other things I know that Aztec is offering, you have internships, or you're looking for internships for your students, and that requires, I think, cooperating businesses to work with you and trying to place your students. Brandon, talk to me a little bit about those opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. So through the work-based learning elective at Aztec High School, and with the third class available in Pathways, with all the Pathways, we're connecting students with businesses and partnerships in the community to gain that real-world job experience, whether that be from welding all the way to engineering. So we're identifying what the students feel comfortable with in a shop or office setting or an organization where they feel they need that, you know, they could benefit from teaching a youth, you know, the expertise and knowledge within a career career path. So those partnerships are building all over the county here, and particularly in those arenas, you know, I think it's a really awesome partnership to develop. So area businesses and organizations out there, if you're looking for a youth, you know, to obtain the job knowledge and the expertise and skills, you know, please contact the Aztec School District, because I think one of those areas in concentrators in the pathways, you're building a student spirit, education, and knowledge to help them pursue other interests after high school in those arenas and in specific industries. When we look at the data, you know, talking about graduation rates, one of the things that career technical education provides is that engagement, that retention, to be involved and to stay in high school and to graduate. So that's one of the other opportunities that's associated with career technical education, is making sure that the students are engaged in those classes of career technical education, and that increases in the long term the graduation rate, with retaining them to being in high school still and following their goal of graduating from high school.
Right, true. And for these employers that maybe are offering these internships or working with the school district to offer internships for your students, I assume they could be maybe even identifying potential future employees if they have an outstanding student that is learning welding or anything, really, right? They can maybe come back and be a good employee.
Absolutely right. So that that engages the student to be very comfortable and to gain that knowledge on the job experience. So if they're doing really well in a specific industry or specific career pathway, you know, they're seeing themselves committed to that job and gaining those knowledge and expertise skills. So those abilities carry them a long way for their career. And when that employer recognizes that, you know, they may retain them to be hired long term after that, you know, internship or that, you know, brief exposure that they're having at that organization.
Right, which is very good as well. I know.
And not only that, it's just something our students learning, you know, what the difference between the career and the career that they're wanting to keep at, you know, give them the opportunity to just say, do I really want to be a welder? Is that my forte, or do I want to change and go into education? You know, it's just finding that connection with them and what they're good at. And
right,
yeah,
or so. Radio.
Right, radio. Yeah, you probably need an intern
know.
Here.
I don't know about that. But yeah, it's been good for me. I don't know how many other jobs are out there, but that's true. But that's a great opportunity, though. You're right, for your students, and maybe to see. We all know that sometimes the classroom situation maybe doesn't always reflect what's going on in industry. And so to get into an actual workplace can give them also some eye-opening learning as well.
Right.
And right. So that's an important thing. We're just about out of time this morning, so tell me what's next for your programs. The school year is just beginning, so it sounds like you've got a lot of things planned for your students.
Right. So I know for my office, where I plan a lot with our language teachers. So we're, like, we've had Navajo Code Talkers, just, you know, recognizing that for the week, and just in honor of that, wearing gold or yellow. And then we have our League of Nations over at the high school. They're a club that accepts all ethnicities, but the majority of the students are Native American. And so we gave out free fry bread to our freshman students on Friday, and our new students and new teachers. So I've heard a lot of good feedback from that. So, and sheep butchering. And so, yeah, we have a pageant that's new this past school year. Mm-hmm. Our current Miss Aztec High School ended up graduating, so we're looking for another one that's taking place in November. And also having November, which is National Native American Heritage Month.
Right.
You know, we're planning to have our first powwow over at the district. We're in Aztec High School the first weekend of November, so that's exciting. And looking forward to that, and recognizing our seniors when they graduate. We're doing a Navajo exhibition where students, you know, are able to compete in who knows the Navajo language. So it's just, you know, bringing a lot of different programs to our district.
So. Celebrating the culture year-round, it sounds like, to
yes,
me.
Yes, definitely. And everybody's invited, and come and see, you know, what our students are doing. So
very good. Yeah. Wonderful. And yes. Brandon, what about for you? As the school year gets underway, matching up your students with maybe internships and things like that, and other opportunities for them?
Absolutely, Scott. One of our initiatives right now is to make sure students who are entering the IASTIC High School for the first time, freshmen and new students, to make them feel comfortable, engaged, and welcome at the campus there. And that provided, you know, engagement with the students, you know, makes them feel welcome, obviously, you know. But when they feel part of the campus and feel like, you know, they are comfortable, it brings in that, you know, I belong here sense of belonging. With that, the students there, you know, are provided with, you know, engagement with the advising and the counseling department at Essex High School. And when we have that opportunity, you know, we're developing and getting them engaged with their culture and climate at the high school, you know. So, you know, when they're coming from different high schools or different middle schools, you know, we want to make sure that we're committed to making them feel at home, because it's a home away from home for Kintail students as well,
right?
As well as the you know, Native Day students there too. So when we help the students, you know, identify what they need through student support services and have that conversation, we're engaging with them daily. So we have different, you know, areas of monitoring and supports and providing those additional supports for academic growth and life growth as well too. So part of my upcoming endeavors would be helping the Indian Education Office as well, and engaging part with the Kintail campus too. The grant that we're under has a line item that, you know, that we will offer additional support to the Kintail residential students too as well. So myself, I've been engaged and employed with Kintail prior to my position here. So, you know, I always have a heart for the Kintail students as well,
right?
But for all students as well pursuing higher education in the at the high school. So another item would be excuse me, to look at what students want and envision from the freshman to sophomore year to junior year. So we're planning actively of how to engage the students. For the most part, high school for freshmen is engaging them to make them feel welcome, to know who their advisors and counselors are, to build that relationship with the instructors they have. And then the sophomore year, kind of looking at the PSAT and developing themselves to know, you know, what I want to do after high school. The junior year would be identifying maybe what trade or college or university they want to attend. And then the senior year, that transition after high school, being ready for that life after high school too. So making sure they're actively engaged, prepared for their future, and then looking at those opportunities maybe through scholarships and internships and work-based learning continued after high school too.
Very good. Well,
Chief Manuelito, getting our students prepared,
right?
Chief Manuelito, so taking Navajo language, Navajo government. So yeah, that's another big thing for our seniors.
Sure. Very good. And so if there's folks that are watching and listening to us this morning and maybe want to find out more about it, or maybe they're just learning about the work that you both do this morning, hopefully not, but if they are, how can they reach out? How can they get more information and say, hey, I heard about this on the radio?
AzTechSchools.com. That's the main website. You can look under staff and you'll find my information there. And then there's a link that's under schools as well that can take you to Aztec High School to get a hold of Mr. John here as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. So it's all through the website pretty much.
Right. And Kintail Residential also has their own website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, oh my gosh, I have my own Facebook, Aztec Schools Native American. So that's
been snapping pictures all morning that are going to be on that Facebook page, right?
Right,
so
yes.
We're looking forward to seeing
share that.
So.
Yeah, definitely share what we're doing.
So. Wonderful.
Right.
Very good. Yes. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to talk a bit about the work that you're doing for Native American students in Aztec. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're
it's
very
been great.
Welcome. Very good. My guest this morning, there's another snap. There it goes. My guest here on KSJE. Corners. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.